Hello. Hello, and welcome to another exciting episode of The Age of Aquarius. Welcome to The Age of Aquarius, and I am your host, Kenosha Amen. Well, seems like since last I did a little podcast, as always, in between podcasts, things have gotten crazier and crazier and weirder and weirder. As far as people go, breakdown or reconfiguration, some people want to call it the reset of America and the world, and the weather chaos, which I did say would increase. And just recently here in the middle of the United States, we had a horrific, tragic winter wind situation, which they now have labeled a derecho that covered maybe 230, almost 300 miles in length of over 30 tornadoes, like 40 or 42 tornadoes covering six states, hitting six states. And interestingly enough, those clouds, the storms, the wind, all seem to follow fault lines. So it is my belief that when those storms were hitting, they were taking place along tectonic plates. It was energy in the earth itself responding to cosmic energy coming down from the sun that caused the wind conditions, because we've never had tornadoes in December in the United States. Also, many people in social media in America, different places, different states are reporting higher than normal temperatures, mist or fog, and just a weird feeling or sensation in the air in general. So we've had all of that take place. After the tornadoes hit on December the 10th, which was, interestingly enough, 6 days after the blood moon that we had just recently had. So we had that take place on December the 4th. So that took place, and then 6 days later we had the wind event, or was it, I believe it was between December the 10th and December the 11th. Also on December the 10th, we had a hacking situation that took place where Kronos pay services for many different people around the U.S. and the world was affected. So a lot of people's paycheck and companies in general and how they handle their payroll was affected by this hacking situation, which took place the same time the storms were taking place. So very interesting. And then today is the 18th. We have a full moon that will be taking place, just like it regularly does. But that's just interesting. The full moon will take place 7 to 8 days, depending on how you count when these storms took place, because they rolled into December the 11th here in the U.S. anyway. So 7 days, 8 days afterwards, you've got the full moon. So a lot of things that are taking place seem to be connected to cosmic events. Speaking of cosmic events, the next cosmic event we have coming up is going to be the winter solstice. Very interesting with the winter solstice that's going to be taking place. We also have the release of the iconic series of movies. The fourth installment is Matrix Resurrections, which will be released on 12/22/21, which 22 is a master builder number. 22 represents conscious, constructive destruction. And what I mean by that, the master builder number 22 can be associated with the mythological or alchemical inner creature known as the Phoenix. So from the ashes of what was destroyed, or what was, rises the Phoenix once again. It's cyclical. So the way the Gregorian calendar is set up, the way we're tracking time, December 22nd, 21st always falls on the winter solstice. December 22nd, however, is when the sun reaches its lowest angle. It stands still, seemingly stands still in the heavens. And then on the 25th, is when it starts to move again. So that can be counted as a resurrection. It comes from the astro-theological, astro-mythological story of the Son of God, which is talking literally about the sun and its motion through the 12 constellations, the 12 tribes of Israel. It's literally talking about the 12 constellations, and the sun outside, external to us, is just a representation of what's happening every year cyclically for us internally. So that's just a brief background to my understanding right now, because I'm a constant student, so I'm always learning and always open to new information. But to my understanding, that's what December, the winter solstice is about. You know, the solstices and the equinoxes are talking about alchemical processes, windows of opportunity that we have through meditation and breath work and qigong and many different things every year to change ourselves, to better ourselves, make ourselves better. But speaking on the upcoming winter solstice and the movie Matrix Revolutions, I did a little research on it, and come to find out, when the first Matrix was released, it was released in 1999, but it was released in March 31st. Interestingly enough, March 31st was, I believe, 10 days prior to that. It was 10 days after the vernal, or the spring equinox, which is about giving birth. So that vernal equinox and all of the concepts that were brought to mass consciousness through the Matrix movie, we could say the mass consciousness was impregnated with those ideas in our subconscious mind, because so many things, so many sayings from the Matrix movie literally became impregnated in our culture. We speak about the red pill or the blue pill, jacking in the Matrix, jacking into the Matrix has you, things of that nature. And it was really prevalent in 1999 onward. So many people forget that that's just that those words and those concepts, the idea of life being a type of simulation and we have an avatar that we're operating and this isn't real. All of those concepts had existed in Gnostic view and Sufi view, the Kemetic view. However, the mass consciousness wasn't reintroduced into those ideas until the first Matrix movie came out. So I just find it interesting. So December or March 21st, spring equinox hits. 10 days later, the first Matrix is released. And that is very interesting. Not 10 days. No, because what it was is it didn't take place on the 21st. It actually took place on the 20th. So in 1999, I was incorrect, 1999, when the vernal equinox took place, it took place on March 20th. So this is how it ties in. 11 days, not 10 days, but 11 days later, you had the release of the Matrix movie. Now, 11 is another master number, a master builder number. And these master builder numbers come from the Pythagorean view of numerology. So when I'm talking about a master number, a master builder number, and I'm talking about these aspects of numbers, I'm talking about the science of numerology, or when you view numbers as vibrations and frequencies. The most common one being Pythagorean, but ancient and prior, more ancient and prior than Pythagorean numerology, is Chaldean numerology. But I'm not using those concepts right now. I'm using Pythagorean concepts. So 11 is a master builder number, and it's about bringing forth new ideas. A champion for new ideas, a new era, a new age, a new way of being, which is what the Matrix movie did. During that 11-day window between the vernal equinox and the release of the Matrix, that was a master builder number. So this is planetary magic that is in play. We all must become aware of planetary magic and choose how those energies are used, how we interact with those energies, rather than having someone place those energies on us without us knowing. like giving us concepts and ideas that maybe these concepts and ideas don't work best for us. So we have to be aware of those. I'm not saying the Matrix movie didn't bring great concepts. It did. All I'm saying is it's best for people to be aware of what's taking place. So that was a master builder number 11. Fast forward now, today is December 18th. What I find interesting is there are four movies. Matrix, Matrix Reloaded, Matrix Revolutions, and then Matrix Resurrections, which is going to be released on December 22nd. Now, December 22nd, as I said, is a master builder number. Four movies have been released, will have been released on December 22nd. Even though there have been some pre-screening of the movies that of this movie that some people have had access to. Today is December 18th, full moon. 4 days after the full moon is when we have the release of the Matrix Resurrections. Very interesting. The winter solstice takes place in December 21st. And then 1 day later, on December 22nd, the sun is in its lowest angle in the skies and the heavens when the Matrix Revolutions movie, or the Matrix Resurrections movie, is going to be released. And that master builder number, 22, is all about death, transformation, destruction, constructive destruction, and then the phoenix rising again from the ashes. So something new will be born. Interestingly, this movie is being released a year before the year 2022. So the master builder number 2022 is going to be prevalent throughout the year 2022. Also, Pluto, segueing into the year 2022, if many people aren't aware of this, Pluto will be returning to the sign of Capricorn for America's birth chart. The corporate entity known as America has a birth chart from 1776. And so now Pluto is returning to Capricorn. Pluto is the wrecking ball. It is about, all about transformation and destroying what was to make way for what needs to be. And Capricorn is all about structure and order. It's mainly focused with governmental structures and orders and hierarchies and systems that have been in place since the Piscean Age. But we're no longer in the Piscean Age. We moved out of the Piscean Age in 2013. So now we're in the Age of Aquarius, with Pluto returning in Capricorn in February 2022. You can best believe there are going to be a lot of major changes taking place for the nation that is known as the United States of America and worldwide. And all of that's going to be tied in to cosmic events, which will be driving the weather. So expect a lot more crazy weather and non-traditional weather. Many people are already reporting in southern regions of the United States where it's in the 70s or the 60s. Whereas normally during this time of the year, it'd be pretty nippy. It would be pretty cold. But we don't have that situation going on because, as I said before, the Earth herself is still heating up. No matter what the narrative is pushed in the media as far as weather goes, Earth is still heating up. And we're still in the midst of a magnetic pole shift, which is being driven by the sun and other bodies up there in what we would call space. So you've got that taking place, solar activity is taking place, and the magnetic pole shift is taking place. And one more crazy idea, which I saw mentioned in news media, but nobody has mentioned it anymore, is the fact that the Bermuda Triangle, which existed, and I say in the past tense, off the coast of Florida, has actually been moving steadily onto the land of the United States, onto these lands called Turtle Island or Omexum. So the magnetic pole shift is being driven by many things and it's causing many different changes. So Bermuda Triangle energy is now here on or over in the land of America. So that's going to be another reason why you're going to see major storms that you've never seen before, and high wind events will continue. So between the full moon today and the master builder date of the 22nd, when the Matrix Resurrections movie will be released, could expect even more changes and more weather events. And 2022 is going to be one crazy year. So hold your horses, hold your hats for that one, because it's going to be wild. But the most important thing that you can do is continue your practice of meditation, whatever that meditation is for you. Yoga, breathing, qigong, the focusing on symbols, whatever symbols resonate with you. Keep doing your meditation. Keep doing everything you can to raise your vibrations, because it's only going to get worse. By worse, I mean as these magnetic fields are in fluctuation, expect people who can't deal with these new energies for whatever reason. They can't deal with them. They can't interact with them. They can't integrate with them properly. Expect them to act out. More people doing what you would define as crazy things, more medical emergencies behind the wheels of cars, people passing out. There's going to be many various things that you're going to see taking place. People falling out, passing out, having heart issues. It's all connected. So keep that in mind and just keep yourself focused and centered, because people are going to be acting a little crazy and doing things that you've never seen before. More attacks on flight attendants in the planes. People acting crazy, what you would define as crazy, or imbalanced in stores. It's going to get kind of wild. So as these storms are increasing, you do what you can to keep yourself prepared and ready. Stock up on resources, supplies, water, canned goods, things of that nature, because it's going to get a little rocky here, metaphorically and physically, because of earthquakes and shakings. More volcanoes are going to be going off. Sinkholes are going to be just swallowing up neighborhoods. And the temperature is going to increase. Antarctic regions are going to continue melting. And nature is going to keep evolving and changing. And it's up to us to evolve and change with her. So, just wanted to bring that short podcast to you. Be looking forward to major cosmic changes. Look, the changes that are going to take place in our consciousness coming out from our subconscious mind is going to happen anyway. That's what the release of the Matrix Resurrections movie is kind of tagging on, that and making use of those energies. The movie will have more of an impact on us because it's being released during the time period of a winter solstice and on a master builder day. Master builder as far as numerology day. So, but you should also choose how you're going to use those energies. Maybe just choose. I'm not saying being a hermit or anything like that. Just choose how those energies will affect you, because you have that power. All right. So I hope you enjoyed this podcast. And once again, I am Kenosha Amend from the Age of Aquarius, signing off.